This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Brocast. I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And UCLA has wrapped up the regular season with, well, it was certainly a football game against California, and one in which UCLA emerged victorious. 35-28, unfortunately, 1 point for each team off of my pregame prediction of 34-27. But I'll take it. Not an inspiring win, but certainly, you know, a win's a win. UCLA finishes 9-3 on the season. Cal isn't good. So you got to remember that when thinking about this team. They're not good. Their offense isn't good. Their defense isn't good. UCLA, I thought, played a very similar kind of game to what it did in losses, or on the loss to Arizona and also the game against South Alabama. They weren't great offensively. They were fine. Like, for any normal offense, this is fine. I mean, they ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 drives, 35 points. You know, a little over 3 points per drive. That's pretty good. It's nowhere in it with what UCLA was doing to start the year. Good, not great. Defensively, I thought they were pretty brutal, but they came up with some timely things. The fumble at the end, obviously, punching that out, Kane Medrano. Really, really good play. And then Jack Lindare punching out the fumble on special teams. I mean, you could make an argument that those are the plays of the game. That's what gave UCLA the win, was, you know, some timely turnovers. Because otherwise, this was a really even game. Cal didn't have the ball as much. They only ran 52 plays to UCLA's 94, but they averaged almost 7 yards a play. UCLA was able to grind out drives a little bit better because their rushing attack was more or less unstoppable, especially in the second half. Between Zach Charbonnet, TJ Harden, Colson Yankoff, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I mean, each one of those guys alone averaged 5 yards at least per carry. And all told, they averaged 5.5 yards as a team for 352 yards. I think it's probably a good rule of thumb that unless you're an option team, if you run for more than 300 yards in a football game, you're going to win probably 98% of the time. So the fact that it was close, I thought, was, you know, it was a combination of the passing offense not being very good in this game, that Dorian Thompson-Robinson was off throwing the ball. Probably understandably, because his, you know, hand is probably still pretty messed up. And then the defense just not being good. This Cal offense is not good at all. I mean, it's the kind of offense that gets an offensive coordinator and an offensive line coach fired mid-season. So UCLA got confused on some deep stuff from Cal. I thought the secondary played really poorly, particularly at cornerback. I thought Azeezy Hearn had a bad game. I thought John Humphrey was not good. The safety play was good tackling, not great in coverage. And the end result was Jack Plummer threw for almost 300 yards on just 34 attempts and 4 touchdowns. And he's, you know, merely an okay quarterback. Not anything great. Now, Cal's receivers are really good, and I think everyone kind of saw, you know, that was something I wrote in the preview yesterday, but, you know, you kind of saw it out there. You know, Jeremiah Hunter's really good. J. Michael Sturdivant, very good. And so those guys getting deep downfield and, you know, making plays, that's not that shouldn't have been outside the expectation. It's just the frequency with which it happened. You know, we're not saying anything new at this point in the year, but this defense is really bad. And to give up 7 yards per play, give up, what was it, 28 points on 10 true drives. I mean, that's not good. Not, I guess, the worst thing in the world, but it's going to bring down even their points per drive average. Just not a good defense at all, and particularly against this offense. But, I mean, it's a win. You know, 35-28, UCLA, you know, finishes the year 9-3. It's what we predicted preseason, you know, this being a 9-3 year, and that's what it turned out to be. I think the nature in which the season broke down makes it a little less satisfying than it otherwise might have been. You know, starting the season 6-0 with real expectations, beating Utah and Washington, looking pretty good doing it, and then, you know, losing three of the final six, including one to Arizona. And then, you know, even like a game like this, you know, a win's a win. Yeah. Not an inspiring win. Not looking good doing it. You know, Cal's a bad team. You know, it's certainly better than losing to Arizona at home, but it's, you know, not necessarily something that gives you a great feeling going into the offseason. But, you know, there were some major positives from this game. I think seeing TJ Harden run the ball for the first time in many weeks, you know, it looked like he got hurt on the last run, but he looked awesome. Running the ball with a lot of power, a lot of anger. Looked a little like Britton Brown running the ball, actually, just with, you know, him wanting to dictate who he was hitting and when. But just the force with which he was running was pretty impressive. And Colson Yankoff, once again, almost doing the closing out game thing on that final drive, did a big part of it. And then they turned it over on downs. But he was moving the ball well himself. But, yeah, I mean, and, you know, I think from a defensive standpoint, they did a pretty good job against the run. I would say up front, even without Gary Smith, they were generally doing a pretty good job of blowing up any kind of interior running for Cal. I think when Cal was getting it outside a little bit, the speed played into it more. But I thought Jaden Ott looked a little tentative running the ball, and they might have been better off trying a little bit more Brooks, who looked good on one of his runs. But for the most part, you know, they were finding some success in the passing game, so why go away from it? So at 9-3, you know, that leaves UCLA with a pretty good record for the year. I think I would say it's par. You know, it's not necessarily a huge improvement over last year, even though it's a win more because of the schedule. But it's, you know, it's not fallen below that. I mean, I think if they'd lost this game, and for a brief moment there, it looked like it was a very real possibility. It was 21-10 in the closing minutes of the second quarter. And with Cal getting the ball back, it was, you know, you're staring down the barrel of it potentially being 28-10 before UCLA gets it back. That would have been a devastating result in the final game. And finishing 8-4, I think you would have to say very close analog to 2001. I don't think the 2005 thing would apply. It'd be much more like 2001 when UCLA started 6-0 and then finished 7-4. It would have been a similarly pretty devastating result, I think, for the program. This, you know, I think you can sell the closing part of the season, you know, on the recruiting trail and the transfer portal trail, whatever you would call that, as, you know, lost to two really, really good teams who are borderline playoff contenders and, you know, dropped a tough one to get to Arizona at home, but otherwise took care of business. I'm not saying I agree with that, but you can pitch it. But anyway, 9-3, UCLA will now get ready for a bowl game and, you know, we'll see where that ends up being. I think there's a wide range of possibility. Could be anywhere from like the Alamo Bowl on down to maybe the Vegas Bowl. So we will see. But should be fun to figure all of that out. Yeah, I've got basically nothing else. So good luck. Godspeed. Catch you on the flip side.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.